Welcome back to Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris with Misharad Kutan, and we're speaking tonight to Datuk Seri Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, former health minister and head of Selangor Special Task Force on COVID-19. Now, given what you've just said before the break, Dr. Zul, do you think that there can be an effective state-level response to this pandemic, or should the federal government have complete control in the public health response?
Right. This is a very important question for me to address. Firstly, I must say that at this level of the epidemic, or now a pandemic globally, it is so important to stress that it is just not about the Ministry of Health or any particular ministry alone. It is about the entire government, what we call now as the whole of government approach, and as well the whole of society's approach. So it must be an involvement and participation of all. So you see how, for example, South Korea,
respecting the right to information and whatnot, you can actually see that that the basic strategy is openness, transparency, information to people, and in that way, they really get to winning
public trust due to the free flow of information. So what I'm suggesting, what I'm alluding to, is the fact that it's no longer about MOH per se and alone carrying this task. With all due respect, they have done very well. But moving forward and to the volume and the monumental task of handling in the second phase of MCO, you require the involvement of what we call now WHO's term, a whole of government, all ministries involved, and a whole of society, both private, both the NGOs, the CSOs, and all. And already you can see them. So what we are in need of is actually what is known as the, perhaps, we can term it as the coordination committee, where you get to see the involvement of all through a central coordination committee, perhaps by NADWA, perhaps by the newly appointed advisor to the Prime Minister on Public Health, Tan Sri Jamila, because only in through this way that you can see orchestration and coordination of by all and through all. And you hear how NGOs is buying PPEs and ventilators themselves to Korea and to Taiwan,
right.
and this shouldn't have this shouldn't happen at all.
But Dr. Zul, can I ask you mm-hmm. in terms of the kind of golden rule that's often repeated of a trace, test, and treat? Do you see that the success of that over the last 2 weeks? What information, anecdotal or otherwise, are you getting to suggest whether we are in fact trace, test, and treating
right.
sufficiently?
Melissa asked me earlier on about the role of state government. We are all ready to to partake and to enhance further testing. As you very well know, it's so important. Test is the WHO mantra to address this issue during this kind of MCOs, because the MCO provide this kind of respite. Okay, so to answer you directly, yes, we are seeing, but we still have a lot to do, Sharad. We still have a lot to do, and I believe that not just the MOH, the volunteers. We have volunteers in Selangor. They are doctors who are with the cell care, and they are more than willing to get down to of course that Selangor is one of the is the top in the federation. So we want to help out, and we want to extend this help, and them. Must be, some facilities for us to get to doing it.
Mm. And on that note, you talked about frontliners, so people going on the ground willing to help to treat. Are we doing enough to help protect the frontliners in terms of making sure they have sufficient PPE and in terms of testing them for this early on?
Yeah, you are right, Melissa. What we need to do in Selangor is to get our volunteers to be tested first. So we are looking at it. Doing a test of about 2,500, and we want to get our frontliners or volunteers to be tested first. Yeah, I believe that frontliners must be given all the protection and all the priority, of PPEs, the gown, everything, the mask, the gloves,
Do they have enough, Dr. Zul? Do they have enough?
Are you seeing shortages?
This is why I said the importance and the urgency to implement a central coordination committee that must be overseen by either NADMA or a person like, you know, the newly appointed special advisor to the Prime Minister on Public Health, that is Tan Sri Jamila Mahmood. I think that's the way to go, because you can see, you know, these things are very fragmentized and you know, things are going everywhere. So, you know, this is why I think it's so pertinent and critical to have this coordinated.
Right. Yeah, Dr. Zul, we hear you on that. In terms of your appeal, let's hope that the relevant authorities answer it in, shortly. I want to ask you, before we go to a break, again, the question of communications. Is the message going out there about the need for the MCO to flatten the curve, about the need for social distancing, about the need for people who have been in contact to come forward? We've seen the reluctance of yet quite a number of people involved in that tablet cluster not coming forward. Do you think the communication strategy has worked?
Well, I must say that we are trying our best, and but of course, you know, it is only seen in action whether social distancing is observed, and it's quite unfortunate when this thing happened by, you know, when some ministries were engaged in this kind of you know, event that actually, in a way, you know, break the rules and the laws, and it's very unfortunate that shouldn't have that shouldn't recur. Yeah, but more importantly, even in Selangor, the Selangor Task Force Committee first, the STFC, the first thing we embarked was on awareness, was on the various guidelines, you know, to you know, business stakeholders, business owners, you know, to eateries, and as well to the general public in all various settings, in the groceries, in the market and all. So yes, it's so important to be able to see on ground zero whether it eventually, you know, cascade down all these good guidelines, whether it is practiced and or not, you know. So I think we got to emphasize more on awareness and observation of all these guidelines. It's not just good to have infographic, you know, media, but on the ground, you know, it's so important to not only, you know, break the transmission chain, but as well to actually then, you know, flatten the curve by doing two things. One is, of course, at the level of hospital management. This respite, this is a buying time thing, you know, because you get to see how hospital can then, you know, get to enhance further their capacity, you know, and then you can see mortality rate being managed, and as well recovery rate being managed. I think on that score, I must say, it's very commendable on the part of our performance, particularly MOH and the rest.
But as well, the recovery rate, you mean?
Yeah, both recovery rate and mortality rate.
Okay,
you know, the recovery rate is at recovery rate is at 18%, and mortality rate is at 1.4. Very commendable indeed.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we're going to have to take a quick break, Dr. Zul, come back and continue this conversation. Stay tuned to Consider This.